Yerlam Bezim and Bezim Nazir. So the Gemara says that Rabba says the Rabbanan overwhelmed Rabbi Eliezer and established him in their Shita. So the Rashi over here says, the Nazir is not Rashi, it's the Rivan, Rashi's son-in-law. He says, "Vahavi ruhu mi daito." Yeah, so they changed his mind. Or he says, "Nitzchuhu chachamim." They defeated him. Kamo shotaf mayim. What's shotfuhu? Like they flooded him. They overwhelmed him. V'amidu b'shitel shalahem. De'ein poschim benolad. De'ilu b'mesechas nedarim. Tanan b'perak Rabbi Eliezer poschim benolad. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer v'cham osrim. So if you take a look in Nedarim, you have the machlokas. V'ilu ki hadar asi lahachav mesechas nazir odui odile lehu. But when you come to Nazir, this Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer doesn't disagree. Okay. So Rabbah wants to say that Rabbi Eliezer retracted. The Meseches Nazir, right, he says, the Nedarim Mikame Nazir Nishnis. So Nedarim was taught first and then Nazir. Okay, the Mefarish Bereisha, the Mesechta, the Aidid Tanik Subas, the Isbe Bohamadir Tanadarm, Vaidid Tanadarm, Tananazir. So it's interesting. So if you go through the progression, it's Ksubas Nadarm Nazir. In the Darim, Rabbi Eliezer disagrees with the Rabbanan. And then when the same issue comes up in Nazir, he's silent. So Rabbi says he retracted. Okay. Now, the Gemara is like this. The Omar Rabbah. Yeah. Afagav. The Omar Rabbanan ain poschim bin Nolad. Even though the Rabbanan say you can't make a Pesach in Nolad. Of a poschim bitanai Nolad. So here's a good loophole here. You can't make a Pesach out of the Nolad itself. You can't say if you would have known that the base of the mixture would be destroyed, would you have made a neder? Would you have been a nazir? That's poschim benolad. If you would have known that this house would be turned into a shul, would you have made a neder? That's poschim benolad. That's no good. That's no good. Why? Why is that no good? Again, according to this way of thinking, because it's not something that we can, it won't turn the neder into a tos meikar. Yeah, oh, by the way, that reminds me. In terms of the svar, we say, yes, if Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Eliezer, that's the problem with that svar, though. Because the way we were saying the svar is that he holds that it's a petur, right? That the charata from the neder is a petur. The only thing is, why should that be oker me'ikara? That sounds more like a heter from now on. I mean, that doesn't. Now, see, the Chachamim demand that the nature of the matir has to be part of the initial conditions, because we know a neder is okay, that the Chacham is okay neder meikaro. For Rabbi Elazar, the problem is what's difficult about it is that the cause of the heter is mikanu abo, right? But yet he's allowing for a het in the darm, which is oker meikaro. That's an inconsistency in his position, or at least it's a difficulty in his position. It doesn't flow naturally to say that there's like a petur, that the tsar is a petur. Then it should be from the time of the tsar, right? But we know hataras and darm is oker meikaro. So that's why the Rabbanan insist on the cause being from the initial conditions, because the nature of the heter has to follow the cause. Apparently, Rabbi Eliezer holds that's not true. The cause the cause is just necessary for the Chachamim to act, but they have a koach to be oker meikaro. Okay, now according to Rabbi Eliezer, it's more like we were discussing in the other day. That it's really, he holds really as a mice of the Chacham, that the Chacham actually is ochre. You need a reason. He needs a reason. Okay. Anyway, let's go back to the story. So what is Tanai Nolad? Sounds like a loophole that you can't be Poseach Ben Nolad itself, but you can say Tanai Nolad. Hey Chidami, what's the Tanai Nolad? Omri Lahon. You say to them, Ilu Osa Inish Ve'omar Lachon. Dichorav Beis HaMikdash Mi Havi Nadrisun. So you say to these guys, these poor guys came up from the Gola as Nazirim, ready to bring their Korbanos, and they see the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed. So they had some day. First, Nochem Amadi told them, you're off the hook. Then he had to come back to them and say, I made a mistake, I'm sorry. I was Poseach Ben Nolad. You're actually all Nazirim forever, for life. Then he comes back and he says, oh, wait, I got one more trick up my sleeve. Let me ask you a question. If somebody would have said to you at the time that you were making your neder, what? Ilu osa inish v'omer lechon, dichorav beis hamikdash. Now, what does that mean? So, it's interesting. The Tur, when the Tur quotes this halacha, he quotes it as follows. If somebody would have come to you at that time and lied to you and told you that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, what would you have done? Okay. That's the way he interprets this Gemara. If someone would have come to you with a lie, right? That sounds like what the Gemara is saying. Right, Ilu Osa Inish V'Omer Lachon Dichorav Beis HaMikdash, that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, would you have made a neder? So, that's what he's calling a Tanai Nolad. That's what he's calling a Tanai Nolad. But it's very interesting because the Rush here is different. Even though the Tur is the Rush's son, he's quoting his father a different position than he's quoting his father differently than we have it here in the Gemara. In our Gemara, the Rush says like this. In our Gemara, the Rush says, let me find it here. He said like this: De Omri Lehu Ilu Osu Inshi De Omri Lehu De Chorav Beis HaMikdash Mi Havi Nadrisu Ilu Hayu Bo'en Anoshim. If somebody would have come to you and said, hey, slow down. Take a minute here. What about the possibility that the Beis HaMikdash will be destroyed before you're finished? Would a person have been able to dissuade you from becoming a Nazir? I mean, isn't that the whole point of Nolad? Isn't that the whole point of Nolad? It becomes very bizarre. I thought the whole point of Nolad was that it's not good, because even if he had thought about it, he wouldn't have acted upon that. He wouldn't have considered that. He wouldn't have changed his mind. Now you're basically asking him, would he have changed his mind? See, it's funny though. He's framing it like in a different way. If people had come to you, would you have listened to them? The Omru Kane, The Omru Kane, Hayinu Nimlochim, Vishomim La'atzosom, Pesachavi. Afal Pish, Atzosom Teluya Benolad. It's like a strange concept, even though the whole advice is Nolad, right? And we're saying Nolad doesn't make a toss because it's not something that you would have changed your behavior because of. But maybe if people were suggesting this or advising you, maybe you would have listened to them. And he says it's like the case of Bo Yud Bnei Adam Ufaisucha, Shelo Ha'isa Noder Klum Ha'isa Noder. If people would have told you not to do it, would you have done it? That's a Pesach. Hachanami kevin shetola chataroso be'atzas anoshim Pesach havi. Afal pi she'atzosom hayusam machmas dover hanolad. Lo mikri nolad. Kevin shemachmas atzosom hayachozer. So the Meiri has that pshat, like the tour too. That's one of his explanations. That it means to say, if somebody would have come and told you, hey, the base of Mikdash is destroyed, even though it was a lie, what would you have done? Would you have made the neder? Kolomar shelo hayisem ma'aminim bo. It's an interesting idea. Right? It's kind of like testing how probable you think it was. I mean, that's what it sounds like, right? It sounds like they're probing your discounting that event. How little weight did you give to this possibility? There has to be something. Nola means you wouldn't have thought about it. Or had you thought about it, you would have dismissed it. But what if someone told you it happened? Would you not believe it was true? If you would have believed it's true, then he's calling that Tanai Nolad. Let's see. Oshema lo, so he says, would you have not believed them? Oshema lo hayisam nojim, mitzad shema aminim, hayisam bidivarov. The ilu omru shelo hayu nodrim matirin lam afal pi shelo chorav ba'osa shah vein donen oso ben nolad ulemeidim yizeh lechol shar nedarm umepnei shekama shakronim yesh ba'olam mizumonim lomar shakrus. And we can use that, we can apply this to every nether. And because there are liars in the world, ready to tell lies. Ve'ein zeh nolad. That's very strange. When we call makom yearly l'shita zu, dafka b'kiyotzi bozeh, she'bevadai kodem ha'chorban hayu shom harbe dvar mochichem alav, v'afal pi shanichu b'chlal nolad, she'eno matzoi, mikol makom matzoi hu l'kama b'nei adam she'yomru kein. V'chein hadavar etzli. Okay, so he wants to say, he's trying to work this out, right? He's trying to say that is not a nolad. In other words, what does he mean when he says, umipnei shekama shakronim yesh ba'olam mizumonim lomar shikros ve'ein zeh nolad? Meaning what? To say to the guy, had someone come to you and told you a lie, that itself is a nolad. Now, it's strange that we're using like a hypothetical nolad, because that didn't even happen. That didn't happen. But he's saying that's not called a nolad because there are a lot of liars. But now he wants to say that's only in a case like the case in the Mishnah, where there were many things that indicated that it was going to be destroyed, and even though the guy disregards them all, and that event is considered a nolad, that we consider it not motzoi, but he says it's motzoi l'kama b'nei adam sheyomru kein. In that case, it is. It is common for people to say things, rumors. V'chein adavar etzli b'mudra adna me'echad v'nas esofer ha'ir. Same thing in our case, in the case in our Mishnah. The guy on in the Nedarim, he says she'im poschu bo no benolad zeh v'ayusham devarim me'viim harbe b'nei adam lomar kein.
Lo
Eino Pesach Klal. So he wants to say the same thing. The guy took a neder not to go into this house. And then it turns into the shul, or they gave a neder to go into this, not to have enough from this guy. And he becomes a sofer. So you can use this Pesach, this Tanai Nolad Pesach, if there were indications that such a thing might happen. In other words, he wants to say that this phenomenon, the event of the people lying to him, has to be matzoi. Otherwise, you can't use it. Okay. He says, in mikol makom beketzas tosos pirshu bepesach zeh shu ke'ein ma shenemar perek arba nedarim. Like the rush. Ilu hoyu asor b'nei adam shefayisucho b'shas haneder mino darta kach b'zu. So he says this is a very large peg and a great entry for Heter Nedarim. A great opening for Heter Nedarim. And then he says, right, and you see from here that something is called Eino Motzel, even though they know it's going to happen. Since they don't know the time, that's called Eino Motzel. And it's possible that it won't happen for until long after your Nazirus is over. And so the Beis Yosef also says, everybody dies, it's very common, but it's not necessarily common that your enemy will die within your lifetime. But anyway, what do you say about this idea of a Tanai? Tanai Nolad. Strange. I mean, the truth of the matter is that this idea of Ilu Bo Asar B'nei Adam Faisucha itself is really difficult. We didn't really go into it at the time, but it's very difficult. And it doesn't really fit, to my mind, doesn't fit the paradigm of all the other cases. Because you're posing a hypothetical that didn't occur. I mean, all the other cases, by Nolad, is something happened, right? I mean, wasn't that one of our basic premises, that something has to occur? Over here, you're saying if people would have convinced you otherwise. So the Ran says that's really a harata pesach. That's really a harata, right? It's not a pesach at all. That's harata. Correct? He says it's like a better harata. It's like a more mucha harata. What's interesting though is hold on. What's strange is that the Rush in Nedarim seems to learn the case of Yifaisucha differently than he's learning it in Nazir. In Nazir, what does he say again? He says, what's Tanai Nazir? Tanai Nazir, he says, is Tanai Nolad, is once again, he says, right, if people would have come to you at the time, right, that you were making the neder, you would have listened to them, right? And he says, and it's like the case in Dalid, in Perek Dalid in Nedarim. I'm sorry, Perek Dalid, it's not Perek Dalid in Nedarim, it's the Perek of Dalid in Nedarim. Ilu bo'u yud b'nei adam faisucha shaloha yisa noder klum. Shaloha yisa noder. People would have pressured you not to make the neder, klum ha'yisa noder. Yeah. But what's funny is, if you take a look at that case, on the Son Chafal on the Beis, it says like this, Ha'hu de'asa l'kame de'rava ba'arav huna omale, ilu hayu asar b'nei adam she'yefaisucha be'osa sho'a mino darta. Right? And that's the case he's quoting. Omale lo v'hitiru. Now, the Rush over here says, strange, he says, Ilu hayu asar b'nei adam שיפייסוך, כלומר, שמפייסן אוסח אתה. It's not even clear what that means, that they're trying to talk you out of it now. So he says, Kosovar ain poschen b'charata. That shows you that he holds you can't make a Pesach at a charata. Hold on. Right. So he explains. He says, Midehutzrach limtzo lo Pesach zeh. Since he has to use this Pesach, it shows you can't just go to charata. V'nolad lo havi. But this is not a nolad. Ki motzihu sheyakpidu kirova ve'oavav shel odam al masha nodar. It's very common that people, that a person's family and loved ones are upset about his nether. Now, it's funny. If he says, if he's really going to learn shemafaisen osoch ato, that's a different shot than he says in Nozir. In Nozir, it's clear that he's saying you have to find it. It would be at the time he made the nether. So it's a little bit of a steer in the rush. But let's stick with. But it's very hard to say that it's ata. I mean, why would that? That's a fiction, right? That's a fiction. Yeah. So why is this fiction better? This fiction is better though, because I would say that it's like. It would seem it's what? Tanai Nolad would be like this. That like the Rush is learning. Now it seems like it is a fascinating idea. Can we define, let's define the coins of the Rush. If you would ask the guy, would you have made the neder if you had known the Beis HaMikdash was going to be destroyed? See, that's not really the question, right? The question really is if you would have thought about the Beis HaMikdash being destroyed. Nobody would ever make a neder if they knew. But it means to say you have to go back into his initial condition and ask if that was a toss. If he didn't consider something when he made the neder. So we say if it's a nolad, we don't say that he didn't consider it. We say he considered it and dismissed it. Right? Yeah. The Rush says it openly in the Dharm. Chachamim Osrim, the taima de charata mishum she'al yidei charata ne'ekar haneda me'ikaro. Right, something that is not motzoi doesn't make the neder a tos from the beginning. Right? So you can't say to the guy can't come to you and say, I need to get out of this neder because the Beis HaMikdash is now destroyed. And I never would have made the neder. And therefore, I made a mistake when I made the neder, not realizing that the Beis HaMikdash would be destroyed. Now, it's true it was a mistake. It's true there was something. There was an error. It's true that something was factually inaccurate. But that doesn't mean your Kabbalah was a Kabbalah betos. It's only a Kabbalah betos if there's something that you overlooked or you didn't pay attention to. But the premise of Nolad is that even if you had thought about it, you would have said, nah, I'm not worried about that. So in other words, it's almost like you accepted it on condition that may happen. Right? That's basically what we're saying about Nolad. It's like an afal pikein. Right, it's like that guy who came to Rav Nachman, and he kept finding Psachim, and he kept saying, "No, afal pikein, afal pikein." So it's a risk the guy is willing to take. Essentially, it's not a risk that he didn't think about. Right, It's like a guy goes to the doctor or whatever he does, and he signs a form that says that he understands all the risks and he's accepting them. So we're saying a no-lot is like that. It's basically it's not an undisclosed risk that you didn't properly consider. There's no mistake. You knew about it. And even had you known about it, you would still have made the nether. Had you thought about it, you would have made the nether. So what does it help to say, if people would have come and pressured and told you not to do it, would you have listened to them? I mean, how is that question even possible? Isn't the whole point we're saying that he wouldn't? I mean, if you were to listen to them, then it would change his behavior. I mean, I understand, Marshall. So you have to say, so that's what he's trying to explain over here in Nazir, that he would have basically given in to them, right? Similar to that. His charata is an atzas anoshim. Afal pisha atzas amoysa me machmas dover nolad, lo mikri nolad. Kevin Shemachmas at Sosom Hoya Choser. Hayinu Nimlochem Vishom Lat Sosom. Pesach Avi. Alpha Pisha at Sosom Tuya Benolad. It's dummy to the case of Dal of Emperic Dal Nadarm. Kevin Shetolacha Ratoso Baatsas Anoshim Pesach Avi. In other words, what is this Tanai Nolad trying to uncover? What information is it trying to uncover? Is it like probing the probability that he associated with this? That's the first pshat, right? That's the first pshat that the Meiri quotes and that the Tur quotes in the name of the Rush is like we're trying to see how improbable did he think this was? And basically, does he think it's not possible? Is it something that he would dismiss a report of its occurrence? It's kind of like trying to figure out how much of a nola does he think it is? Of a non-event is it to him? There's something that's out of the realm of possible. That even a report he would dismiss, like it has a chazaka, like it's muchzak in his mind to be the fact, and until it's proven otherwise, he would not believe it. So that's the first way of looking at it. Like we can probe deeper into his mind and kind of try to figure out exactly how he relates to this possibility. Does he consider it to be like a chazaka, like it's a muchzak that this is so, or does he have in his mind some shade of doubt? And if we can kind of like do this thought experiment and reveal how he related to it. And as long as he related to it as something that was a possibility, and he would believe a false report, obviously not knowing that it's false, but he would believe a false report, that would be enough to say, to make it into a nolad. But still the question is, what makes that into a nolad? I'm sorry, to make that into a Pesach. Is that just bringing it into the regular realm of Pesach now? Saying in order to be a nolad, it has to be like an absolute in his mind, like something that he would never even entertain as a possibility. And once he would believe a false report, it shows you that in his mind he's not so sure about it. In other words, I mean to say it's future existence. He's not so sure that it will definitely continue to be there during his Naziris, if he believes. But it's a strange thing. Isn't that a strange question? I mean, I could be... All right, so we want to say, like, now for the Me'iri is like this, that the Me'iri is saying, and the way the Torah is explaining the Rush, or interprets the way he brings down the Rush, is like this, that that basically what we're trying to do is trying to turn the nolad into a matzli, okay? And the idea is as follows, that in terms of the neder, in terms of the noder, the reality of the event is not important. It's his belief in the reality of the event that's important. Because we want to take, we want to, because even if he just believes that it was true, he would not have made the neder. Okay? It's true that, so therefore, that's what the question focuses on. It says like this. If somebody would have come to you and lied, would you have believed it? So the Me'iri says two things. If he says yes, and liars are common, so then it comes out like this. That since he knows that he would have believed a fake report, and so the fake report would have created the reality in his mind, okay? And he knows that this is a subject topic of discussion and rumors, and the Me'iri stresses that. It has to be something that people talk about a lot. So therefore it comes out that in terms of the reality of his framework, the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash is matzli. Why? Because to him the destruction is true when he hears about it, from a liar, because he doesn't know he's lying. So when any report that he hears would convince him that it's true. And the fact that, and those causes abound. So it comes out that it's likely that over the course of his Naziris, he will think the Beis HaMikdash is in fact destroyed. Oh, so then it comes out he made a very, very foolish, he did a foolish thing. Now, all you need to do is, from his maisa of being a noder, show that he made a mistake. His maisa of being a noder is going to be dependent on his belief in what is real. If his belief is based on reports, and there's no shortage of people giving reports, then it comes out that when he made the neder, it's as if the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash is matzli. Because we don't care about the actual destruction, we just care about his belief in the destruction. So if he's a person who would believe a lie, and liars are common, then that makes the event a matzli. That's a Tanai Nolad. In other words, the Tanai Nolad means I'll take the event and I will... And I will put it into the framework of the possible. And if in the framework of possible, I accept it, then it can become matzli. It was the event itself. It was that solves the mystery. How could the tanai of the thing be better than the thing itself? How could the logicians say? How could the superstructure be greater than the structure? Right? How could the extension be greater than the ikar? So over here it's true, because the ikar only either occurs or doesn't occur, and that's a one time that either is or isn't, and there's no recurrence of that. But the rumors happen all the time, so that could be matzli. The actuality is not a nolad, but my belief in it is matzli. So if that's the case, then I can say you shouldn't have done it. And you yourself would admit that it was a mistake. That would be a good Pesach. That's a very interesting idea.